Great pleasure for me to introduce a group that has really stolen the show every time they've been on stage this weekend at the festival. We heard them for the first time on Thursday night, and they really do a fine job, so we're sneaking them in right and left on the festival schedule now. I'd like you to make real welcome from the fine state of Kentucky, from Louisville, the Bluegrass Alliance!
I think probably we can see you better than you can see us, but we're not a recording. In case you can't see beyond the sun, we are the Bluegrass Alliance, and we'd like to say good afternoon and thank you for welcoming us here to our first Bluegrass Festival, and this has been a good one already. This afternoon we have a song to start off with that's called I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
Ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord God.
Thank you. That's a song we learned from a fine group that's going to be on here just a little bit later. We're looking forward to hearing from. And now, I'd like to introduce you first of all to one or two of the members of the band. I'll start out with the kid brother of us all, and then I'll introduce the daddy of us all. We're all just a big family. We don't look like it, but we are. That's the daddy over there, and I'll introduce him in a minute. But first of all, the younger brother here. Our mandolin player today is a fellow that we didn't know was going to be here, but he's a good friend of ours from near Louisville, Kentucky, and we prevailed upon him to play with us today since he happened to be at the festival unexpectedly. I'd like for you to give a hand of appreciation, if you appreciate him, and I know you do, to Sam Bush, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the granddaddy of the group over here is a young man that plays a lot of fiddle music, and we're going to introduce him now to do a tune. Ladies and gentlemen, our fiddle player is Lonnie Pierce. And this is a tune of Bill Monroe's that we think very highly of called The Gold Rush. Thank you. Now this, I'll introduce a couple more members of the band here. First of all, this young man that plays the five-string banjo with us, we think does a fine job. And he comes from the mountain areas of southeastern Kentucky. And he didn't have to learn to play the banjo, he was just born that way. If you're born in the mountains of Kentucky, you can play the banjo from the time you're 3 years old. On your third birthday, it comes to you in a flash. And you say, ah, I got it. And there you can learn to play the banjo. This is Buddy Spurlock on the five-string. We acquired him from a fine band around the East Coast called Jake Flibber and the South Jersey Potlickers, and he was their star attraction. But we recruited him for the Bluegrass Alliance. And then the next man, he used to be a forward defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, but we got him to play bluegrass music. All 385 pounds of quivering humanity. Our lead singer is Danny Jones. This is one I especially like that he does, called Doing My Time.
On this whole rock pile, with a ball and chain,
I've introduced everybody except myself. My name's Big Dan. I play guitar sometimes with the group. And then our bass player. I don't quite know how to introduce our bass player because...
Philly, you
where we... Oh, now, hush up, Ebo. Hush up. Ebo gets a little out of hand, so he's not like the rest of us. Ebo is the filly of the group. And where we play regularly, they don't like fillies too well. And whenever I introduce Ebo, sometimes... Well, sometimes they get a little bit hostile.
Oh, thank you.
Ebo's... Now, hush, Ebo. Now, just... You guys keep him off of me, will you? I don't like to turn my back on Ebo sometimes. He gets a little strange. I tell you, we almost lost Ebo last night. We were rehearsing over across the lake where I'm camped, and we looked around, and he was gone. And we realized that he'd fallen in the lake. And the way we knew that he'd fallen in the lake was there was a grease slick on top of the water. Just to show you what kind of a guy Ebo is, when he bought this, show him your fringe on your jacket, Ebo. See that fringe on that jacket? When Ebo bought that jacket, it didn't have any fringe. That's grown on there since he's been wearing it. Terrible stuff. Anyway, that's all. It's Ebo Walker, our bass player. And this is a tune that we like to do a whole lot, written by Mississippi John Hurt. It's called Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good girl never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. If I reach Atlanta with nowhere to go, make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Treated me just fine. Where'd you go when all we had a night? Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good girl never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, some good gal never know. Make me a pallet on your
floor. A tune now that I ran across in a book of Cecil Sharp's, who was an old Appalachian folk music collector. And the amazing thing about this song is that it's not only good music, but it's... Beg your pardon? Eb Ebo, are you messing around again, Rex? I'm going to say serious words now, Ebo, so I'll fold your hands and put them in your lap. People think that hillbillies are dumb or something, and it's really not true. Country people, they say, are they don't have too much on the ball. But this next song I'd like to submit as an example of the poetic genius of traditional songs and the people who sang them. It's one called The Sweet Sunny South, and we think it's kind of a pretty tune. Yeah, I introduced myself. And this is called The Sweet Sunny South.
Kentucky, a mighty fine job.